4 HCAT Mobile.
If I've got something too big to haul with it, you know?
What?
it sit, is it? That's not going to hurt to let it sit like it would if it was a diesel.
It just sits a lot.
Sorry.
In 3 or 4 years, 2016 to 19, they made a full-size pickup with a Cummins in it.
I was thinking about that yesterday on my way home, that I saw a nice Tundra. Looked really good. Had to be brand new. I just, you know, the Toyota doesn't make any kind of Super Duties. Nobody but Ford, Chevy, and Dodge make Super Duties.
That is like somewhere in between a half ton and a three quarter. It's got, you know, the big diesel 4x4 and everything, and a reasonable payload, and it can tow like a beast. So I got it for my camper, and it tows it like it's not even there. So, you know, it gets the job done. Back in January or February of 2018, I put 110,000 miles on it, and I can get in and drive it all day. The only thing I did to it was I ripped out the 26-gallon fuel tank and put in a 50-gallon because, 26 is not enough when you're getting 10 miles a gallon pulling a camper.
Yeah, I agree with that.
See this weekend.
Boy Scout camp cards at Lowe's, so hopefully we get some of those sold. That's pretty much every weekend until February.
Up to Cary, North Carolina to see my sister-in-law and mother-in-law.
My wife this evening, she comes back in from Rochester.
In Rochester.
Your brother.
On the cold up there, I grew up in upstate New York on the other side, closer to Albany than Rochester, but New York is fun.
A little town called Penfield just outside of Rochester. She said that, I didn't talk to her yet this morning, but she had some snow there the other day and all that rain washed it away, but they were expecting more.
285?
Turn the beams that way and reach the 285 if y'all want to go there.
The way. Ken, is he on the 285? Can you hear him? I'll be over there, who knows?
WQSY 285.
WQSY 285.